What is up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Staying Christian Podcast. I am Gavin.
And I'm Eli.
And I have my co-host Eli here across the table from me.
Cut in real quick. Hey, I'm here.
Today we're going to be talking about some super cool stuff.
Yeah, we got, like, we're going to talk about God today. We're going to talk about music today. Just gotta talk about my orthodontist today.
We are?
Yep. We can.
Okay.
So stay tuned. We got some good stuff happening.
Yep. And considering this is called the Staying Christian Podcast, we'll probably talk about staying Christian.
I hope so. This is what I tuned in for.
Yeah, I actually have some points on that. So let's jump right in.
Alrighty, let's go.
Welcome back to the classic segment where we analyze a random Bible verse.
I love doing this at 6 in the morning. This is a brand new change for us because we usually record in the evening, and now we just now got coffee.
What just happened?
It looks like your computer shut off.
My computer just died.
Okay,
it's 6 in the morning, bro. It's killing me.
We're doing this without music.
We are. Apparently.
Could you do it on your phone?
Okay, yeah, I can. Hang on
so
a sec.
So, Gavin wants to do that. Bible verse analysis.
Oh my gosh. It's too early.
What verse was it?
I can't take it. Okay, no, I never even got it yet. I was about to get it, and then it's like,
to click the random thing,
by
so
the
it's
way,
like
ding 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 yeah. ding ding ba-da.
Like on a game show?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm watching the Apple logo, and it just goes, toof! I'm like,
no! My life's blood! No!
The podcast. This is where all our content comes from, not even from us.
And now it comes from the Apple logo.
The Apple.
The shining, glowing Apple logo.
Wow.
All right, here we go. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning.
Hmm. I've heard that in songs before.
Yeah, it is Psalms 35.
Oh,
this
that's
is
why.
The new international version. I don't know what NIV stands
Songwriters
for.
Songwriters love Psalms because, you know, they're actually poetry. So it's like, oh, this is easy to turn into music. You know, I don't know. I've heard it in songs before, and like when in people's books, when they're talking about going through suffering, they're like, but the joy comes in the morning.
Right.
And all this.
So I guess we're supposed to analyze this.
Do you have anything else besides that?
That's it.
What about
that's
the fear?
That's the full verse.
The anger thing in the beginning. What's that?
So it says, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. So that's interesting right there.
Yes. I mean.
That he's angry, but only for a moment.
Right.
And I guess Psalm is written by...
King David.
King David.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, weeping may stay for the night.
Well, think about the stuff King David went through. And he's like, oh no, you know, how bad and, you know, am I going to be punished for all the things? And then God, I guess, sounds like, you know, is pleased with him, right? Because
right.
he said he was a perfect or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, wow, maybe he's just demonstrating to us how forgiving our God is to us.
Right, that's kind of what it sounds like, actually. Yeah, it's like, hey, he was angry. His anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a full lifetime. That's pretty cool,
so,
right there. I think.
So turn yourself around and
yeah, exactly.
And start,
weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think like this is so you can take this also like. David is, I don't know if like you read, he's very emotional, bro.
Yeah.
Like one day it's like, yes, God is great. And then the next day it's like, no, don't deliver me to the enemies. It's just like, it goes up and
he's
down
on an
and
emotional
up.
Roller
exactly.
coaster.
He totally is.
Sounds like me. Honestly.
Just, yeah, exactly.
One day I'm just singing, driving to
just
work.
Singing hymns.
And the next day I'm not. Everyone's. Like, I got some guy at work who's also a Christian. He comes up to me. He's like, where's the joy? Where's the joy of God? I'm like, I'm about to show you the joy of God. But I gotta back off of that.
Right. And I feel like this is also like, hey, David's saying all this, you know, he's saying weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, hey, it's also kind of a reminder for me. It's like, hey, that everyone's emotional. Everyone has these ups and downs.
Right.
You're not always going to be in this great emotional place to be able to serve God constantly and be joyful, you know?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you're not always going to be in these emotional pits of despair.
That too.
And I was like, well, sure seems like it.
So, yeah, I guess I think that's probably what I like the most about this is that it's like, hey, I too am weeping during the night, but in the morning, you're going to rejoice, you know? Right. So.
Because our God is good and his favor lasts a lifetime.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Cool.
Welcome back to the new music segment where we bring fresh beats for you guys to just
super,
listen to
super fresh
and
beats.
Vibe to and just like, I don't know, live life to. Hope you guys like the music we bring, because if you don't, we don't care. We're going to keep on bringing it.
Is your track super vibey?
I wouldn't say actually it's very vibey. This music, though, in the background, this is vibey.
It is vibey.
My song is Where the Light Shines Through by Switchfoot. Wow. The album is actually called Where the Light Shines Through.
I like Switchfoot a lot.
Yeah, Switchfoot is really good. This is actually my favorite album they ever put out, Where the Light Shines Through.
I liked Fading West.
You know what? I don't care. Fading West was more of like a classic rock, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good though. I liked it a lot. But I actually haven't listened to all of Where the Light Shines Through. I've listened to like the first half of it. Are you glaring at me?
No, I'm not.
Oh, it looked, like, not you were, looked like you were about to murder me for not saying
I was thinking
that.
About Fading West and I was thinking about that album. Just all of a sudden got cut off my thoughts. Anyways. My song is Where Light Shines Through. It's a really cool song because it's like one of the verses is like your wound is where the light shines through, mm-hmm. you know? And I just love that because I'm like, it's so true. At least I've found in my own life, you know, when you're vulnerable with people and when you're like, yo, I've been struggling with this, or I am this way and I would like to change, or just any sort of thing like that, right. where you're just totally blunt about yourself to another person, that's where you guys can actually connect, and that's mm-hmm. where relationships are born, I think. So it's right. just, it is where the light shines through. It's where you're like, you know what, I do need God.
Yeah.
And otherwise you're just like, oh, I got it all, I'm right. good, I don't need God. Mm-hmm. But that wound is like makes you realize, yes, I actually do.
Right.
I cannot do this alone. So
that's
anyways
good.
It's a good song, I like it. I'll leave a link to it in the description or show notes below.
Show notes.
That's what everyone says we should say.
Right.
Whatever.
My song is called Heartache by Local Sound.
Oh boy.
I don't know if there are you switching the audio on purpose?
The audio just changed. It's,
okay.
It's all it's
good.
Called
Heartache.
It's good.
No, it's about Heartache, but I don't know that they're a very popular band. But they make Christian music. Some of it's like electronical stuff. They released a version of this same song that's like acoustic-y. It's like called a house church version or whatever.
Yeah, like House Fires or House?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Okay, I must be thinking of a different band.
Local Sound.
Okay, Local Sound.
Yeah. But it seems like the song is based off of Psalm 34. Because they say, you are close to the broken heart, so I know you're here right now. This is my garden, God, your will be done. They're like in, it's like talking about being in a low place and being still keeping your eyes on God and still praising him anyways. And I don't know, I've really liked it for a while, especially since now they put out an acoustic version of it. I'm like, yay, now I can listen to it and actually have sad vibes, because the song itself is pretty upbeat and fast.
Yeah, nice. Just quick tempo.
Da, 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 da. I don't know, it's...
Yeah, yeah.
But
now they have the acoustic version.
Now they have the acoustic, so...
Super sad boy.
Anyway, I really like it. I think it echoes scripture and is true. It's called Heartache by Local Sound.
Cool. That was the new music segment. You like I'm bringing back the sound here?
Yeah. It's bringing back the vibes.
I'm working on it, yeah. I'm trying to bring up our quality.
You took my vibes
production.
Away and you gave me the sad vibe.
All right, that was our new music segment. We'll link all of those songs. Actually, we have a whole playlist with all of the songs we have recommended.
I haven't made it public yet, but I'll do it as soon as this episode goes up.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and leave a link to that in the description below. And the latest songs we've talked about will be on the top of the playlist for
yep.
you to listen to.
Okay.
Cool. Welcome back to The Cafe, where we talk about stuff we've been thinking about. Usually I talk about a bunch of weird stuff I've been thinking about.
Usually Gavin and I are in this cafe, like 80% of the time.
24/7.
But now you get to catch the 10% glimpse of it.
Exactly. I have been thinking about, I don't know why this kind of came to my head, but it did. Thus, we're here at the cafe. But I was thinking about the word Christian and how I feel like I can almost throw it around very haphazardly, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah, Christian. Oh, you a Christian? I'm a Christian.
In a lot of cultural settings, it's just been like, I am a Christian. If someone's not dedicated to it, it's like, are you really a follower of the guy who was called Christ?
Exactly. You know? That's exactly what I'm saying here. I'm like,
because if you're not doing that, then you're not.
That's what Christian means. It means like follower of Christ. I am a Christ follower. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I was thinking about that, and I was like, okay, who is Christ? Why did they call him Christ?
Right.
You know. So I actually looked that up, and actually, here on Google it says the word Christ was a title or office, not a given name.
Right. They said, "Are you the Christ?"
Yeah, it derives from the Greek exala. That's a weird word. I don't know what that means, but it, Christos, a translation of the Hebrew, weird word, meaning anointed, and is usually translated into English as Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you the follower of the Messiah? So, back then, you know, the follower of the Messiah.
Right.
It's just like, this is a being we're following. We're not just Christians, we're Christ followers.
Yeah, we're not just living some sort of stereotype, therefore our title is Christian.
Right.
You know, we have to actually be following to be Christian.
And it's not just, like you said, it's not a title or anything. It's, it could be, but it's more of, we're imitating this person. If you're following something, buddy, you know, like back then, you were like the students of this rabbi, you know,
right.
That's the culture it kind of came from. And so back then you imitate your rabbi as much as possible. You're trying to learn, get his wisdom.
Right.
So, which is kind of what I feel like we need to do as Christians.
Yeah.
And imitate him and like try to figure out what he would do and do what he wants us to do. I don't know. I mean, that's probably all. I'm stuttering over my words and stuff, trying to figure out how to say this. But
yeah, it's fine. I get what you're saying. You're saying that we can confuse that title to just be something that, you know, a set of things that we're doing, and instead it's actually stuff we're following.
Right.
And
someone we're actively imitating.
Right.
You know?
And, you know, I even thought for the longest time, like as a kid, that Christ was just Jesus' last name.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right?
Eli Chamley. Yeah.
Right, so...
Yeah.
But when you find that out that it's not, you're like, wait a minute, what does Christ mean then?
Yeah.
You know?
Basically like Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the one who came to save us all. So, yeah. Anyways, it was just interesting to me. I thought it was interesting. I'm like, this is Jesus the Christ that we're following. This is the guy who came to save us. And that is what we're saying when we're saying we're a Christian. We are a Christ follower.
Mm-hmm. And that we believe in the Son of God.
Yep.
It's official.
What's official?
SpaceX is going to send humans for the first time.
So wait, SpaceX hasn't sent any humans out?
No.
Haven't like the astronauts like piggybacked on the SpaceX shuttles?
No.
Okay.
It's always been NASA sending people.
Okay.
But SpaceX has been sending like supplies and stuff.
Okay.
And satellites for forever.
Yeah.
But now on it. Allegedly, from ScienceAlert.com, they said that on May 27th, they will be launching humans for the first time.
May what?
Yeah.
May what?
27th.
27th.
So that's 10 days from us recording.
Wow. Okay. Which will be only 3 days. Well, I don't know when.
Some days.
It's too much math. I can't tell.
But 27.
Also, I realized we never even said anything when we introduced this second. People were like, what is this? This is space news, you guys.
This is space news.
We talk about news about space.
I just figured you knew. If you knew I was saying something,
it was
and
space
it was
news.
Weird, and it was about space, you would understand. But
the new people listening are just like, what is this weird? Why should I care about SpaceX?
Well, because
they're awesome.
Yeah. They've sent refuel stuff to the station 15 times, and now they're finally sending people. They've proven their reliability.
Sweet. So we can expect to see tiny little humanoids out in space.
Well, you can expect to... It's probably... People are probably not going to blow it up that big, because other space news is pretty big right now.
Right.
But, like, the fact that SpaceX is finally sending humans in their stuff is a big deal for, like, the Mars missions and stuff, because I know they'll be working directly with NASA on that.
Send people to Mars.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. I'm excited. You excited?
I'm stoked. It's going to be interesting to see a whole new era of space civilization and space, quote, cultivation, as we're, like, kind of cultivating these planets for human life and possible future
generations.
Yeah, generations, right. And all sorts of stuff. Gonna be interesting.
It'll be really cool. I'm excited. Thought I'd share that with you.
Yeah, that's
wicked. May 27th. Mark your calendar.
Go outside, look in the sky.
Wake up in the morning and say, today's the day.
SpaceX is launching little humans out into space.
For the first time. Watch it get delayed.
Yeah, exactly. The weather wasn't right, so the humans aren't going up in the little tubes today. So.
Today is not the day we make history. Nope. Tomorrow. So I was reading... I was reading in the Bible?
No way!
And I came across 1 John, and I was looking at chapter 2, and I got two different things out of the same verse. So it's 1 John 2:15. I can read it real quick. I read it for Gavin, but I didn't open it again.
You read it for the crowd.
It says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. And then it goes on to say, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, all this comes from the world and not the Father. The world and its desires pass away. And I may have read it somewhere else, but it was talking about people aligned with the world just will persecute us and will hate us for not being aligned with them and their desires. And I hate that I don't know where that verse is, but...
You guys can find it. We trust you.
And it also aligned with a song I was thinking about, too, because thinking about the fact that people aren't going to like us. And that sucks because we like people.
Right.
Right. And it made me think of this verse in a 21 Pilots song called Screen.
Screen as in like a screen door, or like scream as in
screen, like a screen door, okay. Or like a TV screen.
Okay.
He's got this rap verse in there that's talking about, he uses the word locomotive in like three different ways, like a train, and then like his motives are crazy. Or whatever, and he's talking about it like seems crazy to people. He says, while you're doing fine, there are some people and I who have a really tough time getting through this life, so excuse us while we sing to the sky. And I was like, what is he not talking about God there though? You know, I'm like, because he's like saying I gotta be connected to God and stuff, because none of this stuff is reliable. These things will pass away.
Right.
That's what it seems like to me. Maybe he's not saying about that. Maybe I'm completely wrong.
I mean, probably.
Tying two things together.
Sounds like it, yeah.
That same verse also made me think about the fact that God's life isn't just an addition to ours. It is like our main thing.
Right. And everything else is second.
I know for me, I've made it second a lot.
Right.
And that's not what I want to do.
Right.
Because I owe God everything. You know, it's not just something that I'm like, oh, la-dee-dee. You know, right. This is a little thing.
Here we are, just following God.
My life is dedicated to that. And my things that I want to do, I want to buy this. Oh, I want to play this video game. Or, I want to, watch a few YouTube videos, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Instead of doing, stuff that I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of that stuff is okay. Like, obviously, but like, guys, like it says that if we seek first the kingdom, that all those other things will be added unto us.
Oh yeah.
So
exactly.
I was thinking about that and realizing that I got to do that. I got to make God's kingdom my first priority.
Seek first the kingdom and everything else will come. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember my dad mentioned something a long time ago. Somebody told him, and it always stuck with me. And he said, this guy told him, he's like, take your job, put it in a bag. Take mm-hmm. take your family, put it in the bag. Take your desires and passions, put them in the bag. Right. Now seek first the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And all that will come to you, you know?
Right. God will take care of you, exactly. If you seek him.
Exactly. So, which is really hard. That's no easy task, I don't think. Right. You know?
Yeah, I don't think it's easy.
That's not easy
it's
at all.
That,
but
it's that daily task of setting yourself down every day.
Mm-hmm.
That seek first the kingdom versus Matthew 6:33. Sorry.
Yeah, that's really good.
I just saw threes, and I was like, three.
So, yeah, you guys seek first the kingdom, I guess.
And
everything else will come.
Don't be a selfish boy like I've been.
Like Eli. The moral of the story is don't be like Eli.
Don't be like me. Ever.
This music probably won't go with what I'm about to say, but here I am playing it because we don't have a wide selection yet, and I'm still trying to find a bunch of good songs for this podcast. Anyways, here we go. I just finished Matthew.
Just now?
This sounds so terrible. Like, people are like, what? So you're doing a podcast on St. Christian, and you just finished Matthew for the first time in your life. Yeah, yeah, yes.
The first time ever? No, really?
Yes.
For real?
I'm being 100% honest,
holy.
Yes. So, like, okay. I finished it, and I was really, like, I didn't see the ending coming. Well, not like the ending, like,
I didn't see this rising from the dead thing coming.
No.
Like it's in popular culture everywhere at all.
No, like, I saw that coming, but the last thing that was mentioned was Jesus, what everyone calls the Great Commission, you know? And he's like, yo, hey, you guys, spread the gospel. But lo, I am with you to the end of the age.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last one. And I was like, what? That was it? That's just how he ended it. And so it kind of made me think that Matthew was trying to say something.
Right.
Not just like, oh, yeah, let me just throw this at the end. It'll be fine. I just need to get this book done with, you know?
Right.
He was actually thinking. So I was just like, okay, what does lo even mean? Like, what is this word that people keep using? So I actually looked it up, and I came up with, it's used to present a new scene, situation, or turn of events, often with a suggestion that although surprising, it could in fact have been predicted, you know? And it's just like, it actually came from a Middle English word called look, you know?
Yeah.
Like, look, here! See?
Yeah.
Like, come on, look at this.
Right.
And, you know, people always say, it's like, he's always telling us, I am with you, always, mm-hmm. you know? And he's here like, hey, look, you guys, I'm going to be with you always. So that was just like something like, he clearly wanted this
right.
to be stuck in their brains.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, this could have been predicted because I am right. with you always. Go spread the gospel.
He's like, how many times have I said it? How many times
exactly.
do I have to say it?
So I don't know. I just thought it was good. Just, hey, he's going to be with us always.
My definition says used to draw attention to an interesting or amazing event. And honestly, the fact that we have a God that wants to be with us always is an amazing event to me.
Right. So, yeah, I just think it's interesting that he's saying, hey, I'm going to be with you always. Now go spread the gospel.
Right.
So it was just the very, like, it was like an epic ending. Like, the movie just could have ended. I'm a filmmaker, so I picture all this in, like, a movie format. So I just picture him at the table with all of his disciples. I will be with you always. And then just,
boom.
That's the end.
Yeah.
You know, like that. I don't know. It was just an epic ending, and I loved it.
It's like a Jesus action film. Yeah. That'd be, I don't know. Would that be blasphemous to make a Jesus action film?
Action film?
We're not talking about that right now.
No.
Anyway, cool.
That's it. We would go into a total rabbit hole about films and making films like that.
Jesus action film coming soon.
Yeah. Anyways, Jesus is always with us.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome. I think it is too. Yeah,
I'm trying to speak.
That's what we need to be always remembering. That's what one of the last things said in Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there for just la-di-da reason.
Right.
considering this is a podcast about staying Christian, I feel like we should talk about that a little bit. I have assembled a short list on tips to help you stay Christian.
Cool.
You're like, Gaben, I don't need help. Okay, well, you can just skip this part. But for the rest of you, you actually...
Gaben, I don't need help. Then why are you listening to me?
Exactly.
Why are you on the podcast?
So the first one is have people you're accountable to. And I'm not just saying these things, saying like, oh, you guys should do this. Like, this is something, stuff that I have found helpful for keeping me on the path of Christianity, right. You know, following God. Have people you're accountable to. What do I mean by this? I mean, you need to have people that you really know, you know, to be able to talk to and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. And then they, next time they see you, they're going to be like, you still struggling with that? Are you trying to get over it? Are you are you loving your people around you or loving people at work, you know?
Right.
So having people you're accountable to is so critical, because it's so easy to, in your mind, just be like, oh, yeah, just brush things off, you know? You're so good at just deceiving yourself, you know? We as humans are great at it, convincing ourselves of things that aren't true. So if you have other people that you're accountable to, that's just going to help, I guess, minimize that risk of deceiving yourself.
Right.
Number two, have meetings with those people, because then you're going to get to know them. Not just like, I feel like it can't just be anyone.
Right. You know?
It needs to be actual relationships with that person, because if you don't have a relationship with them, then it's harder to speak into each other's lives, you know? And so, yeah, I feel like you have meetings with them. I don't even know that it, I hate the words meetings, because it feels like, let's all get in a circle in a dark room and a single light bulb in the middle, and we're just going to talk about important stuff. So, like,
I mean, that's not how I see a meeting. I see a meeting like, you know, you're in the office and you go into the conference room and you sit down.
Exactly. So, just like, I guess just like get togethers to just talk about things and be like, hey, how are you doing? What are you going through? Just like, I don't know. I don't know how else to say besides that, you know? Like, the Bible encourages us to meet and exhort one another and talk to each other, and I guess that's kind of what I'm getting at, and that's what I do with, like, you, Eli, and all the other friends we have around here. So, I don't know. I think that's really helpful to staying on the path of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Christianity? Wow, I'm stumbling with my words today.
Well,
professional talk
show.
You're
not the only
radio
one.
Host. My third and final thing is, I can't take this for my own. This is to ask for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. I feel like, so Brant said this, Brant Hansen on the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, or is the Brant Hansen? I think it's called the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, right?
Well, the podcast is, their show is called the Brant Hansen Show.
Right. So, it's from a different podcast. If you guys don't listen to it, you should, and it's way better than ours, so... Yeah,
I mean,
maybe
doing
come
it
back
professionally. So,
anyways,
yes.
He said to ask for wisdom, and I've been doing this for like a couple of years now, praying for wisdom, and I actually feel like I've received a little bit. Maybe that's not humble, but I actually do think,
like,
I have
been
a little
told stuff from God.
Yeah, I feel like I have a little bit, not a whole lot for sure. Why did the music change? Wow, no,
because you took too long. It was like, hey, hurry up.
Anyways, I think that's really important, and I think it's really good, you know, to continue asking for wisdom, because wisdom, like Brant said, you know, is the ability to discern what is worth doing, you know. It's able to discern between one or the other.
Right.
Which is worth putting time into, what is not, and it's really the ability for discernment.
Right.
You know, and as young people, I think that's really critical, you know. Because we're so new into life and we don't have much experiences to be able to discern things very well. Mm-hmm. So I think it's critical for us to gain wisdom as quick as possible.
Right. I want to talk about 1 John again, and also about Proverbs, which is funny because I just mentioned Proverbs. But when I was reading a chapter later from the verse I mentioned earlier, it was talking about, I don't remember if the exact verse says exactly this, but it said, if we hate someone, we may as well be murderers.
Right.
And I'm like, oh.
That's scary.
I'm like, because I know what the punishments are for, you know, murder.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you, it's kind of like the same, it reminds me of the same thing about adultery, like lusting after somebody and
you're
committing adultery.
Yeah.
And Yeah, it says anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. And I'm like, whew, you know, I gotta watch it because right. I'll say passively, oh, I hate that guy, or I hate, I hate that thing, you know. And it's like, do I really?
Yeah.
It's like, because those are, that's a pretty strong word, like when you really think about it, because if it means that you'd be willing to murder them, right. is what the Bible says it says, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's for sure.
You know, Jesus told us that we should love our enemies and love our brothers and sisters, and because God made them and he loves them, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was reading in Proverbs 8:13, it said, to hate sin, evil, pride, arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. And I was like, because I looked it up because I was like, all right, what do we hate then? You know?
Right.
I'm like, what does God hate then? You know? And I was like, I want to know that, because it's like, okay, pride, arrogance, and other evil behaviors. And like, I looked up what perverse means, and it's like directly contradicting or sexually perverted, something like that. And it's like, okay, I don't agree with those things. You know, I hate those things.
Right.
And I could say that, you know,
right.
I should.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not just going to hate it just because. I'm going to hate it, you know, for a reason, because it's bad.
It goes against everything God tells us to do.
Right.
So I think all this doesn't go without saying, this is, we're not just saying, oh, just, yeah, don't hate, you guys, just quit it, you know? This is this is something that takes time, I feel like.
It's also a commandment from God, I think, you know, to be conscious, take your thoughts captive, and be like, all right, do I, you know, am I hating something? Do I need to forgive someone?
Right.
What do I need to do with that?
Totally.
You know? And it's good to look at those things so you can deal with them in a healthy way instead of just keeping it all inside and,
right,
you know,
just fuming about
burning about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
So I was reading a lot of stuff this week. And
good. It's about time.
That was part of it.
Good.
Gavin's
good.
Giving it to me. He's just like, you are dumb. Read your books.
Here I am, not even my first time reading Matthew, so I have no room to speak.
That's right.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Staying Christian Podcast. I am Gavin Hobbs.
Eli Chamley.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Honored. Very honored we are.
Honored. Yep.
For listening.
That's right. If you're like, Gavin, why do they sound different? Well, it's because I am the audio engineer and the editor, and I'm still trying to figure all this stuff out. So if you have any complaints, I don't really care.
I'm trying my best, okay?
No, but seriously, if you do have any suggestions, any input, anything at all about this podcast or
like,
the way
it
sounds.
This podcast sounds bad because this, or hey, this podcast sounds fuzzy.
Or hey, why are you talking about this and this was your first time reading Matthew? Just send it to stayingchristian@gmail.com.
And then, you know, since Gavin's the editor, I have to do all the email work, so I'll be the one probably responding to.
Yeah, he pretty much manages all of our socials, which, speaking of socials, you can follow us on Instagram @StayingChristian, all lowercase, no spaces, nothing, just Staying Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So we post updates on there and everything else you need to know. You can also DM us.
Yeah, and you can send us emails at stayingchristian@gmail.com.
So, thank you guys for listening.
We really appreciate it. Stay real, guys.
Yep, stay Christian.
Love ya. Bye.
Later. Let me turn off this so I don't get all these people texting me. I'm so popular. I know. Just stop it, you guys. Stop it. Stop texting me.
No.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Hi.
Things are getting worse just sitting here chilling with Gavin Hobbs. We talking about Christian stuff. We don't know anything except what God tells us to do, cause we just hear nothing to do besides sit here.
That's actually pretty legit. That's good.